The Tokyo Olympic Games are coming to an end this Sunday. The games have been marked by the coronavirus, with most venues empty and without crowds. And for many of us here in the U.S., we'll remember these games as the moment mental health took center stage, as gymnast Simone Biles pulled out of part of the competition. Joining us for a few minutes to cap off the games is BBC sports reporter Maz Faruqi. Maz, good morning or afternoon to you. Thanks.
Good afternoon from England.
So let's talk about some of the highlights briefly before we get into some specifics. Which countries are dominating the games at this point? Or is it the countries we expect to see?
I think it is, isn't it? We've still got China leading with 34 golds at the top. They had a 14-year-old win gold in the 10-meter platform diving, if you can believe, today to give them one of those golds. USA now up to second, 29 golds, although they have won the most medals of any colour in total, so 91, which is far and away the most. But to be honest, I think a lot of us are expecting the USA to perhaps close that gap to China a little bit more once the track and field events started, the athletics started. I know we've had some incredible performances on the track at the Olympic Stadium. It seems like a really fast track, but I felt certain speaking to you today in the USA that we will be talking about a USA Olympic champion in the men's 110-meter hurdles today, the world champion Grant Holloway, such a big, big favourite heading into this race today. Just pipped into silver medal position on the line and just missing out on the gold by 0.05 of a second. So what a finish there was to that race. A big, big shock not to see him win gold. USA obviously still picking up some really impressive performances, but yes, perhaps not closing that gap to China at the top as much as maybe some of us were expecting.
Maz, this is going to be an impossible question to answer, but since you don't have much time, are there a couple of things that are really going to stand out to you about these games? A victor, someone who really impressed you or surprised you or something like that?
I have to talk about Sydney McLaughlin. I'm sure you guys have been talking about her plenty over the last 24 hours or so, but I thought we'd seen it all, really, when we saw that amazing 400-meter hurdle final performance from Carsten Warholm to take gold on Tuesday in a world record time and the manner of his performance. I thought there's absolutely no way that this rivalry between Dalilah Muhammad and Sydney McLaughlin can possibly match that. And how wrong I was. What a performance that was from Sydney McLaughlin on Wednesday. Talk about saving the biggest performances for the biggest stage. And to watch her and Dalilah Muhammad push each other into that world record time, a new world record time for Sydney McLaughlin, both of them going under the old world record time, which I know she set earlier this year, I believe, at the US Trials back in June. An incredible performance from her, a mature performance from her as well, when you consider she's still only 21. And it just gets me really excited about what she can possibly achieve in the future of track and field. She's such an amazing athlete already. And I just think we have a really exciting 8 years, all being well ahead, to watch what else she can achieve in this sport.
Maz, finally, big picture. We have about 90 seconds or so. And I'd like to ask you, as someone who's followed this so closely and reported on it, do these games feel different? Obviously, we expected them to be taking place in 2020, and then the pandemic happened, and now we're in 2021. And as I mentioned, the venues are, for the most part, empty, and yet the athletes, the competitors, still put in all these years of work and training to be there. Do you think we'll remember these Olympics in a different way than we have others?
It's really hard to say, isn't it? I think we will think about some of the standout performances, like we just mentioned there with Sydney McLaughlin, some unexpected performances from potentially some athletes that we hadn't really heard about because, of course, we haven't seen them compete at other events. We haven't seen them in the build-up. We haven't really known how a lot of these guys have been able to train properly because of the disruption caused of a pandemic. So that is really interesting to know who will remember in our minds. And you talk there about this being the Olympics when mental health really came to the forefront and the headlines that that's created. And I think Simone Biles has done an incredible job in bringing that into conversation and debate that we should be having openly about the struggles that some of these athletes face. And other athletes have taken her lead subsequently to talk about their own mental health struggles. I'm thinking in particular of Great Britain's Adam Peaty, who's obviously a brilliantly successful swimmer, but was very open about his struggles. And of course, it's nice as well, finally, to see the Japanese public embracing these games a little bit more than they did at the start. They've enjoyed their most successful Olympic Games in their history, I believe, with the number of golds they've now got. I think it's 22 they've got, which is their best ever at Olympic Games. So nice to see the Japanese public as well embrace it, even though in the majority, as you say, they have to watch them at home on their television sets rather than being able to watch it in person.
As many of us are doing here in America as well. BBC sports reporter Maz Faruqi, thanks so much.
Thank you.